This is Dr. Dave dictating consultation on Mary Hicks, last name Hicks, H-I-C-K-S, first name Mary, date of birth, December 23rd, 1942. Patient's info, Dr. Sears, new paragraph. Dear Dr. Sears, thank you for your continued support. Mary is now 82-year-old female who does not smoke or drink. She comes for follow-up today. History of present illness. Patient noted a mass in the left wrist several years ago, about 10 years ago. Patient, however, did not seek any medical attention. She has had a breast implant and she thought it was abnormality due to leakage. However, 5-6 years ago, she decided to get some medical help. So she saw you and then she was referred to a breast surgeon, Dr. Megan Hansen, H-A-N-S-O-N, M-D, from Frisco, who did the biopsy. Biopsy came back as positive for cancer. And patient, it was invasive mucinous carcinoma involving margins, but no lymphovascular permeation. However, it did involve antidermis. She also had a CT scan which showed large mass in the left breast with left axillary lymphadenopathy and pulmonary nodules as well as some rib lesions. Subsequently, patient had a further pathology diagnosis which showed the tumor being highly positive for estrogen receptor. It was negative for progesterone receptor. Ki-67 was low, I think it was 7, and HER2-neu was negative. The patient subsequently saw Dr. Hansen, and apparently she felt discouraged and she decided on not taking any treatment. However, since the mass continued to grow and now with and then it started fungating and bleeding, so she saw Dr. Sears and then she was referred to me. Past medical history other than above is fairly unremarkable. Patient takes supplements only. However, last 2 years I have started her on anastrozole. Physical exam, she weighs 106, blood pressure 115 over 62, ICNT unremarkable, no lymph node felt in the neck. The breast match, which was fungating, ulcerated and bleeding initially, now has been decreased to very small mass. The skin lesions appears to have healed and there is no more any open wound. Lungs are clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, extremities no edema. New paragraph. Diagnosis 1. Stage 4 breast cancer. ER positive, HER2-neu negative, metastatic to the lungs. Diagnosis 2, patient on hormone therapy responding well. Recommendations, we will recheck CA 27-25, which initially was significantly elevated. However, it has progressively come down. CA 27-29 was 559.4, normal being less than 38. CEA was 86, normal being 4.7. On last evaluation in January, CA 27-29 was 67 new paragraph. So we will continue the current course, have her continue Arimidex 1 milligram daily. I have discussed Verzenio with her, however she currently feels great, does not have any side effects from Arimidex, and the breast lesions have been gradually decreasing in size and healing, so she wants to wait. I agree with her. Thank you. This is follow-up consultation on Mary Hicks, copy of This May Be Sent to Dr. Sears. Thank you.